Hello?
Yes, hello. Is Ms. Pearl available?
Speaking.
Ms. Pearl, this is Aaron Jenkins from Family First Home Care. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Good, good. Calling from the home care company that provides the service. I'm looking in your file. I see that you have 56 hours a week, and I believe Ms. Jones is your caregiver. That sound about right?
Right.
Okay. Reason I was calling is because I have to get, it's called your client service agreement updated. It's just a form on my computer that has your caregiver schedule on there, and it has to be signed so it goes into your client file in case we ever get audited by your insurance company. I have your address at 1736 North Newkirk Street. Is that still accurate?
I don't live there.
Oh, okay. All right, let me get the new one. All right, what's your current address?
1531 West Tioga Street.
Tioga. All right, 1531 West Tioga. Is that 19140?
Yes, apartment 605.
Apartment 605. All right, let me update that. All right, I wonder, does Medicaid have that new address? Like the county assistant. Okay, so let me see
the welfare got it.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm talking. Okay, so welfare. Let me see if they have this. All right, we don't have it yet. So what I'll do is, but you know what? They probably got it and never updated it. So that's why we don't have it, because when the welfare office updates it, they then update it. Then they let Keystone know who is your Medicaid insurer, and then we see it in the system. It just still has the Newkirk Street address. But knowing the county assistance office, the welfare office, they're just so slow that they probably got it and haven't updated it yet. But I can actually send them a message, send them an email, and tell them to update it. I'll put a note in my system also for that. So it is updated. So the reason I was calling is, I got to get that client service agreement signed. Literally takes me no more than 5 or 10 minutes. It also serves as what's called a wellness check, which is just me seeing you face to face in the home, knowing that you're safe. That's it. It's not an assessment, nothing like that. It's basically me saying, hi, Ms. Pearl, I'm Aaron. This is the client service agreement. And do you have any questions? And if you don't, I'm on my way.
Okay.
Let me see how far you are, because I'm scheduling folks in your area for Monday, but I've had you in 19121. Let me see how far you are from there. I might do you a different day. Let me see. Directions from, let's see where you are in comparison to my other folks. So you're only 10 minutes away. It's up to you. I have Monday. I can come by Monday between like 2 and 4 or Tuesday at any time.
Oh, I'm home Monday.
Okay. All right, I can do that. Let me just check this other one. I have a Friday open in the evening. Let me see if I'm close to you then. Well, and I also have Friday between 1 and 2 if you want that.
What, this Friday?
Yeah.
Because I have appointment Friday at the doctor.
Okay. Don't even worry about it. We'll do Monday. We'll do Monday afternoon. Once I finish with my people in the 19121, I'll come to you. Mm-hmm. I'll call you at least 15 minutes prior, though, so I'm not just popping up on you.
Okay. Okay. My worker has to be here, too.
She doesn't have to. If she wants to be there, that is perfectly fine. but she doesn't have to be. It's pretty much about you. If she's there, that's fine. Let me see. She works. Her schedule is... So she works till about 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be, I mean, she'll probably be there anyway. But she doesn't have to, but yeah, I'll see you prior to then.
Okay.
Prior to her leaving. So yeah, we'll do that Monday in between 2 and 4.
Okay.
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 Ms. Pearl, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. You have a good one.
Okay. Bye.
All right.